Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch into another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Story that I did not get to over the weekend, but wanted to and mentioned it on the air, so I always feel guilty if I don't actually ever get to it. So I better do that.
Got to pay the tease.
From the New York Times, El Paso, Texas. We'll touch base with that in a moment, but phone calls are first. So we go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Tom.
You remember that guy, Tom, from Nashua, that called up a lot of times from Nashua?
No, well, I'm not sure.
You won't be hearing from Tom from Nashua, New Hampshire, because Tom now lives in Hudson, New Hampshire.
Oh,
you know
okay.
The beautiful thing about Hudson from the viewpoint of Free State Project members?
What is that?
It's in New Hampshire.
That's nice, Tom. Now, I didn't know you were in Nashua, honestly. All I ever saw was Tom in New Hampshire, so you could have been anywhere as far as I was concerned.
Anyway, Thursday morning, let me tell you what happened Thursday morning in Rialto, California.
All right.
A bunch of cops and SWAT team goons and DEA goons in Rialto, California, they were doing a drug sweep. And they had these warrants based on confidential informants who, for the right price, will sign a piece of paper claiming that they bought these drugs from these people.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are wondering why all the cops are barging into their houses and stuff like that.
Sure.
But you know what? One cop wound up getting gunned down.
Hmm.
See, this doesn't happen very often. Usually when cops wind up on the officer down memorial page, it's got nothing to do with citizens legitimately fighting back against the unjust actions of an unjust government. A vast majority of time, I mean a lot of it, is cops driving off the road, splattering themselves into trees, or a drunk driver who sees highway flares and flashing yellow, red, and blue lights and thinks it's Christmas decorations and, you know, at a traffic accident, and they just barrel right on through full speed ahead.
But not this time, huh, Tom? What happened this time?
This time, a cop wound up dead.
And are we any freer as a result?
Not yet. See, because it doesn't happen very often. What we've got to do, those of us who are too pusillanimous to take this kind of action, we've got to take the maximum possible mileage out of each individual case and shove these dead cops in the faces of all those state representatives and state senators who keep voting for this kind of stuff. How long are you going to keep buying votes with cops' blood just so you can get reelected while cops are getting themselves killed enforcing these unjust laws?
I think that's an interesting way to spin it. I do. I really do. But I have to say that we've been having some trouble recently trying to communicate to just the regular people out there, not the state representatives, just regular folk, been having trouble communicating to them why somebody as nonviolent as a Lauren Canario, who's been arrested for driving without her papers and now been held for nearly three entire weeks, we've been having some very negative responses from the general public from that, because they get very upset that certain people aren't willing to bow down to the state like they have bowed down to the state, and they get very jealous and upset about that. And I just don't know if, touting the fact that cops are dying in the war on drugs is going to, I don't know, persuade them. I question the tactics.
Well, that's your opinion, but I think that as long as they have to keep paying, eventually what's going to happen is more people are going to realize that it's a complete waste of time to try to reason with people like that on any other basis than if they don't comply with the parking regulations, they pay the price with cash, and if they don't comply with libertarian demands, they're going to pay the price with cops' blood.
Okay, Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything.
Yeah. I would love to see Tom have his own talk show. I mean, can you imagine?
Cop talk.
They would, people would be just appalled.
I think it'd be interesting to see Tom go and actually try to interview, like, the chief of police or something.
I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall when the local state Republicans had a talk with Tom and convinced him that it was not a good idea for him to be a state rep in New Hampshire.
That's right. He did resign from his seat. Maybe he was too pusillanimous. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and just we always have to tag after Tom calls. Free Talk Live does not endorse what the callers on this show say. We don't necessarily agree. I don't think it's a good idea to use violence against the police. Tom cheers it on every time it happens.
Yes, he does.
He's not willing to do it himself. He seems to think it's a good thing. As I pointed out, you know, do we have more liberty? Another cop's dead.
Tom likes his own liberty, so he's not willing to do it himself.
Right. Do we in general have more liberty today because another cop's dead? No. That's
nope.
The fact.
Yeah, it's just a family without a breadwinner.
Right. Now he does have a persuasive point. If he could just not couch it in the sort of hateful-sounding terminology that he surrounds it with, his persuasive point is that, look, if you support the war on drugs, you support, by proxy, you support the killing of police officers. Because the longer the war on drugs goes on, the more cops break into people's homes, the more likely somebody is going to get it in their head to shoot back.
Right. It's not just that. It's, all kinds of people die. Innocent deaths occur because of the war on drugs. These cops.
Well, we know about the innocent deaths, obviously.
Sure.
But he's talking about persuading the crowd that is in favor of police. Like, that's what I'm pointing out,
mm-hmm.
that if you point out that the war on drugs is causing the unnecessary early demise of many police officers, maybe that would be a way to get them to realize it's all not worthwhile.
I don't think so. When you show the...
You think it's worth dying over a pound of cocaine?
Do I think that?
No.
No.
Do you? Does anybody really think that?
Is it worth dying to give democracy to a bunch of people who haven't earned it over in a foreign country?
No.
Okay. Is that working on the 20-something, 30-something percent of Americans that...
I just thought it was an interesting approach.
Okay.
That's all.
I just don't think it's working.
I didn't say it would work on everybody.
Right. The Democrats have been trying that. They're sending our boys to die in the sand for the last three or four years, and it's completely unmoving to the Chicken Hawks.
800-259-9231. All right. So, from El Paso... United States border agents have stepped up scrutiny of Americans returning home from Mexico, slowing commerce and creating delays at border crossings not seen since the months after the September 11th attacks. The increased enforcement is part of a dress rehearsal for new rules scheduled to take effect in January that will require Americans to show a passport or other proof of citizenship to enter the United States. The requirements were approved by Congress as part of anti-terror legislation in 2004. So apparently, the price you get to pay to fight terrorism is that you get to wait a lot longer than you've ever had to wait before if you've tried to come back into Mexico from a visit to family members or work or whatever.
Come back to the United States from Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. Border officials said agents along the southern border were asking. They're just asking now, Mark.
Sure they are.
They're asking more returning United States citizens to show a photo identity document. At the same time, agents are increasing the frequency of what they call queries, where they check a traveler's information against law enforcement, immigration, and anti-terror databases. The new policy is a big shift after decades when Americans arrived at land border crossings, declared they were citizens, and were waved on through. And it's strange, even though people have been doing that for decades, there weren't huge amounts of terror strikes back then.
Well, if terror was going to strike us across the border, why hasn't it struck us across the border?
It has been quite a while, hasn't it? Over 5 years at this point.
And if the terrorists that struck us in 2001 were here legally, how can we trust the people that, in fact, are checking people on the border to do anything but harass the crap out of American citizens?
It's another great question. We'd love to hear your answer to it at 1-800-259-9231. Since the authorities began ramping up enforcement in August, wait times at border stations in Texas have often stretched to 2 hours or more, discouraging visitors and shoppers and upsetting local business. The delays could remain a fact of life across the southern border for the next few years, said border officials, at least until new security technology and expanded entry stations are installed. See, it's not like they're going to actually reduce the requirements to come across the border. They just need more government. They need more cameras and stations and bureaucrats. So just wait till we add more bureaucrats, and then your trip will speed up.
Sure.
Yeah, you believe them, right? 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 22nd, 2007, gold, 750, 40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 773.57, 381.40 for half, 190.70 for quarter. That's 773.57, 381.40, and 190.70. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Sickles CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. As we continue the story here from the New York Times, it's about the border. And if you live on the southern border, you
They have reason to be concerned, at least if you've got family or friends and you make trips across the border. Because you might not have been aware, but you might have. You might have already been
maybe
aware.
Maybe you just want to go over there for some bargains.
Oh, whatever. You might have already been aware that they're going to change the requirements to re-enter the United States in January of 2008. So coming up here in, you know, less than 2 or 3 months.
You have to have a passport and not just a driver's license.
Well, no, you have to have proof of citizenship. See,
okay.
The problem was that they were originally going to require...
What is proof of citizenship?
I guess a driver's license?
How is a driver's license proof of citizenship?
Don't you have to show them a social security number?
I don't know. If you listen to the anti-immigration folks out there, they'll tell you that, well, these illegal aliens are getting driver's licenses.
Well, I can tell you that what they wanted originally was a passport from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem became that the passport bureaucracy, whoever issues those things,
simply couldn't handle the overload.
Right. They tried to give people warning, you know, get your passports in advance because you're going to need them in January of 2008. And of course, everybody who does business across the border flooded the bureaucracy with requests for passports. And there's something like an incredibly long wait. I'm not sure how long it is. I guess it varies because you can pay to expedite these things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a much longer wait than there ever was before. And so as a result, they sort of had to change the rules and say, well, okay, you can cross the border as long as you have, you know, proof you're a citizen. So they're going to be cracking down is basically the translation here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to become much more difficult now than it ever has in the past to re-enter the United States. And that's not just a Canada, it's not just a Mexico thing. It's also going to happen on the Canadian border as well. And this article is talking about the Border Patrol, border enforcers are doing a dress rehearsal for the new rules. So they're trying things out, and they're finding out, sure enough, things are slowing down. It's going to now cost you more of your precious time if you want to get back across the border. And that's not a good thing, because it slows down commerce, and when commerce slows down...
Right, in business, time is money.
Right. The economy slows down just a little bit, and that's not a good thing. But that's what they're going to do, and there's not much you and I can do about it, because they're in charge of the border. Anyway, the delays could remain a fact of life for several years, said border officials, at least until new security technology and expanded entry stations are installed, and until Americans get used to being checked and questioned like foreigners.
Hmm.
So what they're saying here is that you shouldn't be complaining, Americans. You're just not used to this kind of treatment yet. And once you get used to it, well, we'll be able to move through faster. As long as you're used to showing us your paperwork and you have everything ready when you come up here and you don't complain about losing your freedoms, we're so sick and tired of hearing you Americans complain about, well, it didn't used to be this way and we're sick of losing our freedoms and blah, blah, blah. Well, get with the program. Your freedoms have been lost and they're not going to give them back to you. That's what they're saying here. You should get used to it. Americans, now our Border Patrol is going to be more like the rest of the world, which is what some people want, I guess, right? They want a Border Patrol that's really harsh and questioning towards everyone that comes across and mean and nasty and demanding.
Well, if you listen to the folks that called in on Saturday night, you'd see that, you know, that's what Americans do, in fact, want. They
some
want
Americans.
You know, they seem to. You know, they say that about 80% of Americans are sick of this illegal immigration thing,
mm-hmm.
and that's a huge number.
Well, let me tell you
how the government knows how to fix problems.
I would like to point out to anybody listening to the show that is sick of illegal immigration, spending an extra hour or two waiting in a line to get across the border checkpoint isn't going to do diddly squat to stop immigrants from coming here. Nothing. All it's going to do is inconvenience you. So you could sit there in that line and tell yourself that this is a good thing. You could sit there as you swelter in the heat of the desert. Just sit there and waste your gasoline, idling and pulling up 3 feet, and idling and pulling up 3 feet. And tell yourself, just to try to make yourself feel better, that this is all for the good of the country. When in fact, all it's going to do is make it so the people that want to cross the border, they just have to cross somewhere else.
New systems.
Yeah, they'll cross somewhere else.
It's going to be as effective at stopping illegal aliens coming across as, you know, adding another cop to the force
yeah.
is as effective in stopping the drug war.
So anyway, last year, 234 million travelers entered the United States through land border crossings from Mexico. W. Ralph Basham, the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, the agency that manages the border, said longer waits had resulted from added security measures at border stations that in many cases were aging, outmoded, and facing surging traffic.
So we need to buy more booths.
That's right. Newer bureaucracy.
We'll stop the illegal immigration with booths.
Saying the new document checks were a security imperative, Mr. Basham called on border cities, many of which owned the border.
Did Mr. Basham get a check from this, by the way?
No, I'm not
sure.
With
the increases? I mean, you know, he's the head of, is he the head of one of these bureaucracies?
He is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection.
Yeah, he got a big check. Now, it's not his check, but it's a check, too, you know, that he can spend on booths and bureaucrats and, I don't know, new uniforms and stuff.
Well, he says the cities, he's calling on the border cities, many of which own crossing bridges, to invest in expanding the entry points. In the meantime, Mr. Basham said, a safer border is well worth the wait.
Yeah, see?
That's supposed to feel good about this.
As though anything's going to happen on the border.
Right.
Safer border.
Wait times of up to 3 hours have also been reported over the past few months at crossings from eastern Canada. Senator Bernard Sanders, an independent of Vermont, who held a series of town meetings with board officials about the lines, said low staffing at border stations was the primary cause there. The longer lines along the Mexico border have been especially unsettling here in El Paso, a humming border city, long comfortable in its marriage to Ciudad Juarez, the bigger and rowdier Mexican metropolis on the other bank of the Rio Grande.
You know, and I'm sure it's nice for El Paso when people come across the border to spend money and then go back home.
Yeah.
But this is going to be difficult. When there's a 3-hour wait, are you going to do that?
Lines of cars and pedestrians at sunrise on the four border bridges here are routine for tens of thousands of people, including many U.S. citizens coming home from Mexico on their way to school, work, and shopping. El Paso's congressperson wrote, international bridge wait times continue to escalate, causing frustration and concern in my district and across the nation. One crosser who said she struggled with the lines was a 37-year-old American citizen who works in Ciudad Juarez, but is studying for her high school equivalency in El Paso. She says, I arrive late, and they don't let me in, says Ms. LaBoy, as they waited to be checked through the bridge crossing there. She says, I miss classes. Many families that straddle the border are feeling the strain. What's that you don't have? Oh, what's that you don't have an extra 3 hours a day that you can just sit around as you wait to help keep the country safe?
This is the sort of sacrifice that we're asking from Americans.
I'm not asking sacrifice. You mean the government,
right?
And they're not asking. They're demanding because you don't have a choice. 1-800-259-9231. Either change your lifestyle and don't leave the country, or be inconvenienced. That's your choice, I guess. More on the way. You take control. How do you feel about this? This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free updates are there. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You will know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top-quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
800-259-9231. The border crackdown continues. Just a bit more information from the New York Times story. Talking about how at El Paso's border, the border crossing in El Paso, the Border Patrol has been testing a new program, a dress rehearsal for what's to come. So, those of you living down on the southern border, and to a lesser extent of the northern border, because the requirements will be the same, regardless of your crossing, if you are crossing from Mexico or from Canada, you will have to show more papers than you ever have had to in the past. According to the story here, the people that are doing business in El Paso and in other places along the border are pretty upset. Because as you may or may not be aware,
they've gotten to this whole thing, Mexicans coming and spending money in their stores, and we can't have it, because those Mexicans could be terrorists, and their dollars could be tainted with American blood.
Well, not only is this going to affect the people doing business in the cities right across the border, like El Paso, but it's also going to affect the some 45,000 trailer trucks that pass the border in McAllen, Texas. Now, that's just that one border crossing point. And that's in 1 month. 45,000 tractor-trailer, 18-wheelers passing in 1 month at that one town. The mayor of that town said, there's a misconception that border communities only care about ourselves and our own local businesses, but our border crossings affect trade across the United States, he says. Of $332 billion in trade last year between the U.S. and Mexico, this country's third-largest trading partner, more than 80% of it moved across the border by truck. Starting January 31st, American citizens...
It's easy to move stuff from Mexico to Canada. I mean, to America. I mean, it's easy. That's, of course, they're going to sell a lot of stuff over here.
Right. Well, it was easy starting January 31st.
Well, until the government got involved.
Right. American citizens returning home by land will have to present either a passport or a citizenship document, like a birth certificate, together with a government-issued identity card with a photograph. So, okay, driver's license.
Here's
not
what I don't understand is, what are they going to do with Americans that, I mean, what if you had your wallet stolen? What are they going to do?
That's a wonderful question.
What's going to happen to you if you're an American citizen, you go over to, you know, Mexico for some reason, you go to Cancun or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have your papers on the way back in
for whatever
reason. Are they going to lock you out of the country? I mean,
you know,
is it going to take you a day? Is it going to, you're going to have three days in quarantine?
Yeah, they'll probably quarantine you. You'll probably have to call a lawyer, which many Americans don't have because they aren't, you know, criminals. So they're not doing something they think they could get in trouble for. So they don't have a lawyer on call. Who knows what that process is going to be like? I think that's a great question, Mark, and it's never been answered. But if you don't have a citizenship document like a passport or birth certificate in addition to a driver's license, so driver's license alone, not mm-hmm. good enough, you have to have a birth certificate to go with it. The requirement is the next phase of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, which Congress adopted in 2004, that enacted recommendations from the commission that examined the September 11th attacks. So you can blame those guys if you like. It's intended to improve anti-terror intelligence by gathering a record of everyone entering the United States. Ah, see, Mark, it won't just be that they're checking your citizenship. They'll be documenting you as well. So
yeah,
make a note.
Bureaucrats do love records.
And I think it's interesting that they point out that this is the next phase of the travel initiative. So presumably there are other phases that will come after this.
Mm.
Perhaps more crackdowns and more requirements and more demands and more delays. Because the more the bureaucrats have to do, the longer it takes. Ever been to the DMV? It's going to be like the DMV at the border every single day.
Except instead of a little plastic piece of paper, this is going to be your freedom at stake. You may not be able to get back in the frickin' country.
So far, the new inspections aren't systematic enough to yield measurable results. The passport requirement's been in effect since January for most citizens returning to the United States by air, and it had a rocky debut because many Americans without passports rushed to apply for one. Passport processing backlogs overwhelmed the State Department, which was forced to relax the requirement during the months of June through September. That experience has created anxiety among many people who cross at land stations as they anticipate the next phase. Also in August, border officials said the Department of Homeland Security issued a directive designed to unify inspection procedures for all border agencies under its umbrella. It set an eventual goal with no fixed deadline for agents to conduct a database query for every person crossing the border. So they're not just going to ask you for your ID. You will be checked right there, right then. That's what they're looking to do.
Mm.
And who knows what that'll result in. Who knows how much increased harassment that'll be. As a result, queries by both agents of American and foreign border crossers increased. At many older border stations, agents have to enter some queries manually, taking minutes that quickly mount up to hours when thousands of cars and people are waiting in line. So just spend more taxpayer dollars and that'll allegedly solve the problem. But we all know that that won't be the end of it.
Right. You can't solve all the government's problems just by throwing money at this situation.
The El Paso field director for Customs and Border Protection said the new policy demanded a change of culture. He says, quote, "These two communities are very interlinked, not only by trade and commerce, but by family, religion, and education." He said, standing at the border bridge, "When a person leaves El Paso to go to Juarez, it's like going across the street. They don't consider it leaving the country. On an average day, some 21,000 pedestrians cross from Juarez on the bridge, one of El Paso's four entryways, the Paso del Norte Bridge. Mr. Garcia installed a canopy over the walkway and water fountains and overhead mist makers at the checkpoint to cool weary walkers on sweltering days." Well, that's awfully thoughtful of him.
Mm.
As the lines into El Paso swelled in mid-August, he said he issued a memorandum directing his agents to gauge vehicle lines and deciding how many travelers to query. If lines were over an hour, agents should run a query only for the driver, unless something about the vehicle aroused their suspicions. So they're not just doing it for the drivers, they're doing it for everybody in the car.
You know, at one point, they just look at the car and decide, okay, we'll check you. And somehow or another, we managed to escape the terrorists from sneaking across the border that way. As a matter of fact, the terrorists that attacked us on 9/11, we let
all legally. All of them went through the process. Border groups said they support tougher security measures, but want border authorities to back them up with increased staff levels and technology to avoid slowing commerce. Funds for Border Patrol, which scouts the border
entry points for illegal immigrants increased by 70% since 2005 to $3 billion. Must be nice to administer that program, huh, Mark? By contrast, financing for border station agents
makes you the envy of all the bureaucrats when you can administer that kind of money.
Who processed nearly 300 million travelers entering the country legally by land last year rose by 30% to $2.1 billion. So they're saying it's not enough, Mark.
No, of course it's never enough. There hasn't been a government program invented yet that has had enough money to do what it needs to do. It's just not possible.
Right. What's going to happen when they increase the funding again? It's already been increased by 70% in the last 2 years. What happens when they increase it another 50%, and then they're still complaining?
They need more money.
Oh, lines of service, they're just getting longer. We've installed this new technology, but people keep wanting to cross the border. We thought people would stop wanting to cross the border.
Right. Eventually they might. Eventually they just might get tired of it. And international travel is to the United States is, you know, tourist travel to the United States down 20%.
I think most of that's by air, but you can expect to see a tremendous drop.
I'm sorry, if I didn't make that clear. That was air travel to the United States from foreign countries. Why? Because we screen the crap out of foreigners coming into this country. It doesn't matter who they are or where they're from. We screen the crap out of them. Now we're going to screen the crap out of people coming across our borders on land.
Yep.
What is going to happen to commerce in the United States? Well,
it's going to take a dip.
The anti-immigration zealots don't give a damn. They could care less. Their livelihood doesn't matter what goes on the border. All they care about is seeing people with brown skin and hearing Spanish spoken. Somebody's taking my job!
It's so sad. Just watching the liberties and freedoms in this country melt away as the American people drop their drawers for the border inspectors and do whatever the hell it is they ask them to, or they demand of them.
A good little commie.
It's so sad. 800-259-9231.
Okay,
yeah, you bring up whatever's on your minds. How do you feel about this? These new intrusions they're planning on foisting on you next year? This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make good days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at store.freetalklive.com. When you enter the Free Talk Live store, you'll see we've got all kinds of neat merchandise. Some of it doesn't even have our logo on it. It's just original design brought to you exclusively by the Free Talk Live store. We call it the Free Marketeer logo. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to take a look at all the great merchandise, including Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies, bumper stickers, which are free, by the way. Head over to store.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones. End of the fun. Amplifier line, Kurt in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Great.
Good, sir.
What's on your mind?
Well, before I get to the topic that I want to discuss, Ron Paul is our last hope for liberty. I have the scary quote of the week, and let's see if you can guess who this is.
All right, go for it.
I have a million ideas. The country can't afford them all.
Hillary Clinton. Idea.
You're spot on.
Now, I don't know. Hillary's gets attributed all kinds of things she didn't necessarily say. I will say that she's a dyed-in-the-wool pinko. Where'd you get this information?
This is in this week's U.S. News and World Reports in the Washington Whispers section. They have out loud where they have quotes that go down.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that section. I do like U.S. News.
All right, so Ron Paul, you say the last hope, huh?
Well, actually, no. I want to respond to those people who say that Ron Paul is our last hope for
liberty. Okay, good.
That would be me.
Because I believe in modern America, Ron Paul is our first hope for liberty.
I hope that's so.
And the steady decline ever since, you know, the early part of the century. And I think that those people who give up on the liberty movement because their first candidate failed, I say shame on them.
Well, I'm not sure that people are going to necessarily give up on the liberty movement just because their first candidate failed.
Well, I can tell you some people will.
Some people will probably just give, be disheartened, and I suppose some of those won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be disheartened if that's what happens, but, you know, I'm going to be out here doing the radio show 6 days
again,
a week anyway.
It's the first time out this century, just about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean,
not that this century matters.
That,
I mean,
well,
it's just...
They're getting widespread attention now that like they were never getting before.
Absolutely.
Well, it's so much so that I'm going to float a little conspiracy theory here. So much so that the Republicans had to stock that debate to actually heckle them.
Right. It's funny that they booed Ron Paul, but Ron Paul supporters have been in huge numbers in some of these debates. Never booed any of the other candidates.
Didn't he win the phone poll again, like with 35 or 39% of the vote?
He had about 60% of the CNBC vote when I voted.
Yes.
Now, I was talking about the Fox phone poll.
That's correct.
From this weekend. Anyway.
It is so.
Yeah. Kurt, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So but I anyway, like your. I like your.
All I wanted to say is that, and then if you're not giving to the AMP program, please give to the AMP program. If you're amping, then please up your AMP dollars. This is good stuff.
Thank you, sir. And I like your vision. I think that it's a more, much more positive vision to say that, you know, Ron Paul is a new beginning for the Liberty Movement rather than the last chance.
Well, it's the first town crier. He's the first guy walking through the streets. Now, I mean, people are going to hear him. They're going to start doing the same thing.
No, he's not the first one walking through the streets. He's the only one that's ever really gotten any decent amount of attention.
Right, in this exactly, you know, in the mainstream. But, you know, it's the first person that the regular man who doesn't have to go out and seek the message can have it brought to him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Kurt, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, did you see the footage from last night?
No.
The Fox debate?
I did not. I haven't seen any of that.
I haven't seen it either. I looked for it this morning, and it apparently was not yet up on YouTube. So I'm still waiting on that. And I've been out doing things all day.
At this point, you know, Ron Paul is winning the debates every time, as far as I'm concerned. He's performing extraordinarily well. You know, people are cheering like you wouldn't believe for him. So it's almost, for me, more of the same.
What I did see was the interview that he did with Hannity and Combs afterwards. Now, he's been on something like 3 Fox debates at this point. So I've seen all 3 of his post-debate interviews. And Sean Hannity has progressively gotten calmer when it comes to dealing with Ron Paul. I don't know why. Maybe it's because
he realizes he's being, you know, disgusting.
Right. Maybe he's been deluged with emails or something like that. Something has affected his behavior. He was much nicer to Ron Paul last night than he was in the past. Still, though, he tried to take a shot at the Ron Paul supporters. Because you know how he likes to do that? He likes to basically take a shot at their own phone poll, which, if you aren't aware, Fox News.
The people that work here are a bunch of incompetent boobs and can't run a good phone poll, apparently, is what he's saying about his coworkers.
Right. Nice. And the way the phone poll works is it's a cell phone-based poll where you have to text message your favorite choice. Whoever you thought won the debate, you text message. And so it's a system that is inherently protected against fraud.
Right. You have to have more than one cell phone to be able to vote more than once.
Right.
Not many people have that.
If you try to vote more than once, you get a message back that says, sorry, you've already voted.
Plus, it generally costs a lot of money to vote. When you do the texting, some people have texting plans. Some don't. So
if you don't have a plan, I don't know, 10 cents is a lot of money. But it does cost a little.
If you were going to do a bunch of, if you had a bunch of cell phones and none of them had text plans, I guess is the vision that I was coming up with. But yeah, that's all.
Well, they're getting thousands and thousands of votes, so nobody has 1,000 cell phones at their disposal. But nonetheless, it didn't stop Sean Hannity from bringing it up again last night.
Can you imagine the carpal tunnel you'd have trying to vote from, if you owned a cell phone store and you're a Ron Paul guy and you happen to have 1,000 on hand,
right,
and you charge them all up ahead of time so that you could text this one time, even though they don't have numbers? You know what? This wouldn't work at all because you have to activate each phone with the company. Doesn't work.
Not very likely. But nonetheless, as I say, it didn't stop all the technical points didn't stop Sean Hannity from taking another shot against the Ron Paul supporters. And Ron Paul was brilliant when he hit him back. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said something to the fact that, what, you don't trust your own polling? And he just batted it right back at Sean, and he couldn't say anything to it.
Of course he couldn't.
Yeah.
It's a stupid allegation.
All right, well, here's something that wasn't so stupid. From the American Medical Marijuana Association, Steve Cubby, I think, is involved with these folks. From Ontario, Canada, a Canadian judge has joined a growing group of judges who've dismissed charges for possession of marijuana because of their findings that the laws against marijuana are unconstitutional in Canada and have no valid force or effect. Whew. I can tell you the new conservative government that's been elected there that has been touting that it's going to bring back the war on drugs in Canada, they're not going to like this very much, are they?
Not at all.
Judges throwing the law out of their courtroom. Defending a case involving 3 juveniles in simple possession in Oshawa, legal scholar Ed Pearson faced several objections by the Crown prosecutor before he was allowed to enter evidence that other courts have ruled Canada's marijuana laws have fallen. After hearing Mr. Pearson's arguments, Justice Edmondson said that though he was not bound by the decision of other cases cited by the defense, he was persuaded by the rulings of the other courts that the law had fallen into invalidity. Sponsoring this legal challenge was Professor Doug Hutchinson, Christensen, who said, "I agree to help steer and pay for their defense as a matter of principle, because I have a particular objection to the damage that this senseless prohibition against marijuana often does to young lives." Of course, he's absolutely right. It goes on to talk about how the charges were over a possession of about 5 grams of marijuana against a 16-year-old youth. And he's right. If a young person or even an older person gets caught with marijuana, it goes onto their permanent record and it affects their life from that point on. Yep. It makes it that much more difficult to get jobs. And
I had a next door neighbor that had owned his own business. Now he was working to manage a restaurant, and he was in his 60s. He was married, had 2 cars, had a nice house, and he got caught with a joint driving home from work. And somehow or another, they thought it was just okay to charge this guy, and it caused him all kinds of problems.
I bet.
And for what? I mean, this is a good guy who pays his taxes.
Apparently, he's a bad guy now, Mark. He had a joint in his ashtray. How dare he? In July of 2000, the Ontario Court of Appeals overturned a law barring possession of 30 grams of marijuana or less, saying it discriminated against the sick. The court, the province's highest, gave the federal government 1 year to come up with new laws. In July of 2001, the government issued guidelines governing medical use of marijuana, becoming the first Western nation to legalize medicinal use and possession. Though medical users have been subsequently been by law protected, recreational users were ignored until now. So it sounds like things are going in two different directions in Canada. The judicial branch is saying, screw these laws, they're unconstitutional. Which,
good.
Wow, I wish some judge in America would say that.
Different constitutions.
Hmm?
Different constitutions.
Well, that's true.
I don't see anything.
I would say ours is unconstitutional as well.
I don't see any, you know, it doesn't give, the federal government does not have the ability to enforce marijuana prohibition inside the Constitution. If you think that's so, please read your Constitution.
800-259.
Call me up. Tell me how.
9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number 2 is on the way. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. So, should be an interesting story developing in Canada. The continuing war on drugs clashing with judges that are saying, what's in this war on marijuana? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You need a new computer, but don't seem to have the money to buy one. Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Damn.